Karen Chase, ABC News.
It stays plenty mild with brisk winds, highs well into the 40s, even pushing into the 50s in some spots with plenty of sun today. We slip into and through the teens tonight, upper 20s, some sun tomorrow, mid-20s on Friday. Could see a little light mixed precipitation develop at times. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhaus.
Right now, 42.
Since 1871, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has delivered on customer expectations of trust, reliability, and service. Generations have relied on the personal touch that our experienced staff provides. If you're establishing an account, seeking a loan, or any of the other financial services that we offer, stop in and visit. We're proud to continue service to the community. The State Bank of Blue Rapids is also innovative, offering the latest in banking practices, including internet banking and online bill payment. Find us online for more details at statebankbr.com. Personal banking, commercial banking, 24/7 banking. We're here for you, the State Bank of Blue Rapids, member FDIC.
Mid-American Network News for Kansas. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Rick Everett. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback calling on legislators to pass school choice measures and reiterating his support for merit pay for teachers. The governor expressed his support for initiatives favored by fellow conservatives in his annual State of the State address last evening. A teachers union lobbyist said the governor is pushing ideas that have failed in other states. A Wichita lawyer says he wants to run in a potential special election to replace Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo. George Bruce of Wichita announced his candidacy for the 4th Congressional District seat yesterday. The Wichita attorney made the announcement at the city's Petroleum Club. He's worked as an attorney at Martin Pringle Attorneys at Law in Wichita since 1989. This is Bruce's first run for public office. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Make room for the new year, starting in the garage. At the Home Depot's Store More, Save More event, get an HDX four-tier shelving unit, a $30 value, now a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds, and it assembles with no tools, making quick work of a messy garage with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The South Central Kansas community of Bentley has opened a warming center after losing natural gas service. KTV reports the problem developed around 4:30 Tuesday afternoon when a gas feeder line ruptured a short distance east of town. As of last night, crews were still trying to repair the damage. No fires have developed from the rupture. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has lifted a boil water advisory for the community of Mulvane. That boil water advisory lifted last night, 3 days after a water main broke in that community. KDHE said in a statement it ended the advisory after the water was tested at a certified laboratory. A similar advisory still in effect, continuing for the Greenwood County town of Severy. And the school buses in USD 428 Great Bend will soon have security cameras. The Board of Education approved adding the cameras to 7 buses at Monday night's meeting. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. A man accused of killing his wife on their farm in western Nebraska has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. The Nebraska Attorney General's office says 62-year-old Emerson Craig entered that plea yesterday in North Platte's federal court. Craig had claimed his wife had been crushed under a hay bale in 2014 in a farm accident, but investigators say she had been hit and manually strangled. Officials have recommended that a small Nebraska town whose four beer stores sold the equivalent of 3.5 million cans of beer in 2015 be allowed to maintain liquor sales despite ongoing concerns over widespread alcoholism on a bordering Native American reservation. Some members of the Oglala Sioux tribe blame White Clay for problems on the Dry Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, which is plagued with high rates of fetal alcohol syndrome and poverty. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Final cost for the Hartley Ridge subdivision sewer and water improvements were reviewed. An assessment of the $45,000 project will amount to $298 per month for 10 years for each of the 15 lots in the subdivision beginning January 31st. A request for a building permit for a second house to be constructed in the subdivision was referred to the Zoning Board of Appeals, since the developer would like to wait for the ground to settle before completing the concrete streets as agreed to in the plat. Considerable discussion regarding cleanup of a nuisance property at 1205 Carolina was brought forward again. Limited progress has been made since another extension of time through September. Council initially was preparing to clean up the property and bill back expenses to the property owner when the owner arrived at the meeting asking another extension. A 30-day extension was approved. Federal Aviation Administration has indicated that $510,000 would be available for airport improvements, requiring a 10% city match. A project to reconstruct the aprons is first priority. Additional priorities for future consideration include widening the runway from 65 to 75 feet, as suggested by the airport committee. Council approved unanimously moving forward with the apron reconstruction this spring. The city administrator provided information that the city had spent 85% of the budget this past year due to a decrease in the franchise fees. The mayor pointed out that the year-end balance was the lowest it's been in the past 5 years. It was noted the city has spent more than revenue income four of the past 5 years. The discussion will be continued at a budget workshop Wednesday, January 11th at 5 p.m. at the Wagon Wheel. The mayor suggested the city may want to cap spending growth so as not to dip below a 63-day balance of reserves currently in funding. On a related matter, it was reported that December sales tax revenue was off 20% year over year at $74,000 this past month. Sales tax revenue is used to fund larger capital improvement projects. An injury accident was reported January 1st in Washington County on Madison Road, just north of 21st Road. Hall and Miles of Washington was driving a vehicle registered to Keysakers Agribusiness and collided with Shannon Kellish of Manhattan. Kellish was transported by EMS to the Washington County Hospital. Also January 1st on State Line Road, just east of Cross Creek Road, Jordan Harding of Wymore continued off the roadway at a T intersection. A passenger in the vehicle was transported by private vehicle to the Beatrice Hospital. On January 6th, on U.S. 36 at K-148 in Washington County. Brandon Hockmeyer of Marysville was struck by Lacey Pletcher of Auburn, who failed to yield at the intersection. Pletcher was transported by EMS to the Hanover Hospital. Karen Bolkin, age 76, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the State Line Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Karen Bolkin. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, a roll, Brussels sprouts, and cinnamon apples. Tomorrow, salmon, cheesy bread, or cheesy potato, wheat bread, tomato and zucchini, and mixed fruit. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's been a busy past several weeks. Some light snow continues drifting east across Minnesota into Wisconsin, east across the Great Lakes today, with winter weather advisories from the Twin Cities up toward Wausau, Green Bay, down toward Madison, Milwaukee. 1 to 4 inch snow in those spots common. Winter storm watches in central and southern parts of Missouri. Same storm. Even some rain and thunder showers from Chicago across the Ohio-Tennessee Valley today, with strong winds in the deep south and across New England. Now, another storm out west with bitter cold wind chills already in place across Montana. Sections of North Dakota, wind chill advisories, wind chill warnings have been posted. Wind chills in the minus 30s, 40s, and 50s. More snow across the Rockies, Cascades, and Sierra Nevada Mountain. It stays plenty mild with brisk winds, highs well into the 40s, even pushing into the 50s in some spots with plenty of sun today. We slip into and through the teens tonight, upper 20s, some sun tomorrow, mid-20s on Friday. Could see a little light mixed precipitation develop at times. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 42.
Latest from the National Weather Service, and we'll continue to monitor a high confidence for a winter storm this weekend, potentially a significant ice storm. The activity begins Friday night into Saturday, the highest probability for freezing rain along and southeast of the Kansas Turnpike. Then a brief lull in precipitation is possible. For our area, it means freezing rain possible overnight Friday. However, the better chance for freezing rain likely is Saturday night into Sunday for a good swath of eastern Kansas into southeast Nebraska. A mix of freezing rain and rain will likely continue Sunday night into Monday, as points further south, mostly south of I-70, will transition to mostly rain. All of us will really depend on the arrival of a cold front and where the line divides. Our listening area may be along that dividing line with a mix of winter precipitation possible this weekend. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 11th of January. KNDY News time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
College basketball's new number one goes down. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Baylor Bears were ranked first in the polls for the first time in school history, but that won't last long.
Now to Nate Adrian, fakes the three. Now he'll take that three. And he hit it. Nathan Adrian.
On the Mountaineer Sports Network, 10th-ranked West Virginia defeated Baylor 89-68. In pro hoops, the Cavs suffer a road loss.
Seven on the shot clock. Double him again. He turns the corner, bounces the hood. Right corner three. Got it, Rodney Hunt!
On KZNS, Utah best Cleveland 100-92. The Warriors have won two straight.
Pachulia to Durant, to Curry. Curry off the screen by Pachulia. Crossover dribble down the lane to the rim. Stephen Curry with a beautiful move.
On 95-7 the game, Golden State defeats Miami 107-95. And sources tell ESPN that the World Series champion Chicago Cubs will visit the White House on Monday before President Obama leaves office. Staying on the court, a late win for the Bucks.
Brogdon greeted by Kawhi Leonard. Bounces to Beasley against Bertans left wing. Drives hard to the rim. Spins in out to the corner. Brogdon for three. Got it!
On WTMJ, Milwaukee defeats San Antonio 109-107. In Houston, James Harden had another big night.
Walker down to the lane, has his shot blocked. Harrell blocked it. It's picked up by the Rockets. Harden drives on Williams and scores.
On WFNZ, Harden's triple-double lifts the Rockets past the Hornets 121-114. Back to college, 7th-ranked Duke also suffered a loss.
Isaac the lob. Jarquez Smith the finish.
On the ACC Network, 9th-ranked Florida State rolls past the Blue Devils 88-72. And there was one more upset.
Kicked off. Fast break opportunity. Stevenson. Blocked. Keenan Evans.
On ESPNN, Texas Tech edges 25th-ranked Kansas State 66-65. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school basketball play on Tuesday in girls' action. Concordia defeated Marysville 54-50. Nemaha Central took Wamego 52-37. Hanover girls beat Valley Heights 60-33. Washington County over Onega 64-38. Frankfort girls down Donovan West 47-41. Axtell over Wetmore 49-43. Lynn girls took Blue Valley 43-32. Centralia beat Clifton Clyde 50-19. In boys' play, Marysville defeated Concordia 62-50. Wamego held off Nemaha Central 57-52. Hanover boys took Valley Heights 62-35. Onega down Washington County 45-36. Donovan West over Frankfort 40-36. Wetmore boys took Axtell 40-36. Lynn beat Blue Valley 65-41. Centralia over Clifton Clyde 70-51. Boys play in the Mudeikis tournament at Beatrice. Bruning Davenport took Southern 47-43. Southern will face HTRS Saturday at 1:15 in the auditorium. Diller Odell boys defeated Johnson County Central 53-48. Diller Odell meets Sterling at 8 on Thursday at SCC.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. grain price outlook and crop demand won't see a lot of major changes in the coming year. That prediction comes from Dr. Pat Westhoff, Director of Food and Ag Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. Based on trends, Westhoff says, prices will continue to be below average in the 2017-18 crop year, then be lower than 2016. Yields for grains and oilseeds increased by 1% per year since 1980, roughly the same rate as global population growth. The harvested area for wheat, corn, and soybeans has increased by 17% from 2002 to 2014, and world per capita consumption increased 16%. He says an increase in ethanol production and Chinese per capita demand had the greatest effect on grains and oilseed markets. Biofuels growth has slowed, and increased China's demand is becoming doubtful, so grain and oilseed markets will continue along with their current trend for those reasons. A recent survey shows that U.S. hog farmers complying with the new federal rules regarding antibiotic use in their animals. November survey done by the National Pork Board shows that 95% of farmers ready or full compliance well before that January 1st deadline. Jan Archer, the president of the Pork Board, says the pork industry has worked towards the deadline for 2 years, and pig farmers are committed to making the necessary changes regarding antibiotic use, with many discontinuing antibiotic use for growth promotion several years ago. One of the biggest keys to the rule change is antibiotics that were medically important to humans can no longer be used for growth promotion. A big challenge for the industry is ensuring that producers in remote locations have established relationships with a veterinarian. Find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Ag leaders on and off of Capitol Hill are scratching their heads over why it's taking President-elect Donald Trump so long to tap someone for Ag Secretary. Even GOP lawmakers close to the administration don't know the answer to that question. Of course, an Ag Secretary could still be named before Inauguration Day, but
despite weeks of speculation, continued problems in farm country, and the need for a new farm bill, the post seems to be a lower priority for President-elect Trump. Trump expressed strong support for agriculture and ethanol on the campaign trail, but longtime Ag Senator Chuck Grassley is at a loss to explain the delay to pick an Ag Secretary.
We've had a dozen names pop up. Never one has popped up twice, as far as I can call. So to be clear, I don't know who will be the next Secretary of Agriculture. I talked to the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee yesterday. He doesn't know. Everybody wishes the pick would come.
Grassley says he assumes Trump is being thoughtful about the pick, although the uncertainty is no doubt frustrating for many in agriculture and raises a few policy questions. Will it delay action on a new farm bill, for example?
I don't think it's got much to do with the capability of getting the Trump program for agriculture moving, particularly as it relates to a farm bill, because Congress is going to have the ability to move ahead with hearings in the first place, and we can wait till they get their ideas on what the next farm bill ought to look like together.
And Grassley says it is still possible that President-elect Trump could push a name forward before Inauguration Day. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Who keeps you running for the long, long run? Who keeps your hard-working business on track? Who's got the power that's second to none? White Star, get the job done.
Competition is a good thing. It forces you to be your very best. At White Star Machinery, home of the dependable and durable compact Bobcat equipment, they never stop trying to get better, and neither does Bobcat. Check out the Bobcat Advantage and watch Bobcat compact excavators go head-to-head with the competition and crush them one by one. More hydraulic horsepower, faster digging cycles, and lots more lifting force is just what you'd expect from the best built in the industry. See for yourself at bobcat.com/advantage results. Then check them out in person at White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, Garden City, or Tulsa. White Star Machinery, your authorized Bobcat dealer.
White Star, get the job done.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. We all know what it is. It is agriculture. Essential to life is what agriculture is. And agriculture is the reason the Hawaiian Islands boomed. Millions of immigrants went there for one reason. And that reason is ending. More about that after this.
Rely on power service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add diesel fuel supplement plus cetane boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need power service diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get power service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide. Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com.
If you live long enough, you'll see things happen that you never thought would. For example, the end of the sugar industry in Hawaii. For over a century, the sugar industry dominated Hawaii's economy. That changed, though, in recent decades as the industry struggled to keep up with mechanization in mills on the mainland U.S. That and rising labor costs have caused Hawaii's sugar mills to shut down, shrinking the industry to one last mill, the Hawaiian Commercial and Sugar Company plant. It, too, is closing. Hundreds of workers recently gathered to wrap up the final harvest and say goodbye to a crop that shaped the islands. 61-year-old Fermin Domingo is one of those workers. He said he came to the islands when he was 18 from the Philippines. He joined the company and started harvesting sugarcane. He said it was fun working out there, but we're at the end. and I don't know what to do later. Bill Cavilla is another of the 675 workers losing their jobs. He says it's just an emotional thing, just realizing it's going to end. The sugar mill started harvesting cane on Maui 145 years ago, and the spread of sugarcane plantations on the islands brought immigrant labor in waves from China, Japan, and the Philippines. A smaller number of people also came from Portugal, Puerto Rico, Scotland, and Germany. That immigration laid the foundation for the multicultural population of today's Hawaii. In fact, the governor, David Ige, is a product of the cane fields. His grandparents emigrated from Japan to work on the plantations more than 100 years ago. The company that owns the plant, Hawaiian Commercial and Sugar, says it's been financially struggling for decades and reported losses of $30 million last year. Like other sugar companies, it blames its losses on rising costs of labor and transportation, as well as increased competition from producers such as Brazil. The last shipment of sugar coming from that plant, about 30,000 tons, is scheduled to reach Crockett, California, in the coming weeks. As for all of the land that has been used to raise cane, it is owned by Alexander and Baldwin, which is a real estate and agricultural company in Hawaii. Governor Ige says the state supports A&B's plan to keep the land in agriculture. The company currently has about 140 acres in biofuel crops and is putting another 4,000 into pasture land. Remember those commercials touting the pure cane sugar from Hawaii? No more. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January the 11th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the young spring calving cows, followed by the bred heifers and the cow-calf pairs. Early consignments include 185 choice calf-vaccinated Angus 3-year-old second calf heifers. They'll be bred to Angus Keneally Consensus Bulls for March and April calves. We'll have 40 calf-vaccinated Red Angus first calf heifers, bred to low birth weight Red Angus Bulls for February-March calving. 85 calf-vaccinated Angus first calf heifers, bred to low birth weight Angus and Black Hereford Bulls for February-March calving. Also be selling 5 Hereford first calf heifers. They'll be bred to Hereford Bulls, February-March calves. We'll have 105 big black cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll have mostly September-October calves by side, plus more bred cows and pairs of all ages and breeds by sale time. We'll also be selling 2 18-month-old calving East Red Angus Bulls along with a good young Angus Bull. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 11th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check the website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY. 42 degrees, mild outside this morning. Middle 40s on tap today. Don't get used to it. We're in the icebox Thursday on into the weekend with colder temperatures and a chance of a winter mix of precipitation moving through the area this weekend.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life. And auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that